TWD-15. This Week at DBED is a regular podcast by the Maryland Department of Business and Economic Development. This week we talk with the Director of International Operations at the department about programs offered for Maryland businesses. I'm James Moody. Welcome to the broadcast. A few podcasts ago, we talked about the Bethesda-based Maryland China Business Council and its mission to help mid-Atlantic companies succeed in the marketplace in China. There are, in fact, a number of resources Maryland businesses can tap into to help establish their products and services in overseas markets. A number are housed at DBED, making the department a perfect place for people to start in their search for foreign expansion. Nancy Wallace is director of the Office of International Operations at the department. She joins us to talk about the programs and opportunities available here at DBED. Welcome to the podcast, Nancy.
Thank you.
First of all, give us an overview of the Office of International Operations, what it does, how it's structured, that sort of thing.
Well, the Office of International Operations is structured basically under two components. One component is foreign direct investment. To have a soft landing for companies from overseas coming to the United States, we'd like them to land in Maryland, to establish themselves in a presence in Maryland, and then expand from there. We also help local Maryland companies expand their markets overseas with export assistance programs that vary in the degree of the country that we're working in and what their needs are. We assist small, medium, and large-sized companies, and obviously the needs and the expectations for the different-sized companies require different programs, and we try and address all of them. We have 11 offices in 9 countries around the world. We are actually fortunate to have the oldest, the largest, and the most successful state office in China, and that's in Shanghai. We've opened our second office in China in Beijing just this year, and we're very excited about a brand new office that we opened in India. We're the second state to open an office in India.
Yeah, in fact, we've done a number of trade missions to overseas markets, and including some of the countries you just mentioned.
Yes, we've been fortunate to have the governor travel to quite a few of these markets, and then we also, even if we don't have representation from the governor, the governor's staff, or senior executives from the Department of Business and Economic Development, we do have programs to help companies get overseas, participate in trade shows overseas, and actually work with our offices overseas so they can take missions on their own if the timing is not perfect for them. We definitely want to support any Maryland company that's currently operating and want to expand their market, learn more about the overseas market, if it's 50% of their revenue or if it's just an interest at this point in time. We hold companies' hands. We identify where they are in their business plan, their business strategy, where they want to be. And if you're looking at – we live in an international world, obviously. If you're not working overseas, if your products aren't going overseas – then you really need to start to look at that because your competition will be coming from overseas. So what we try and do is help companies research how they fit in the global marketplace, even if they're just marketing to other markets in the United States or locally. So some of the programs we offer is basic research. If there's a company that already has a market share in a certain country and wants to expand that market share, then we help them with providing lists, qualified lists, and meetings with buyers, potential buyers, and attending trade shows or facilitating trade themselves. If there's a company that is very successful in one market, wants to learn about a new market, then we can actually transfer some of the successful identifiers to another market and share that information between offices. There's a component that I'd like to mention. We really value our partners in the state of Maryland, and our partners include the universities, the international business councils and organizations, the certain nonprofits in the area, the World Trade Center Institute, the Federal Department of Commerce, and also the U.S. Export Assistance Center and the local counties. Maryland is truly an international community. And our job is to make sure that Maryland citizens have access to that international community so that you can be successful around the world and also locally.
Now, since DBED's mission is to generate jobs and economic growth in Maryland, just how do international business prospects fit into the larger picture with job growth and economic development in the state?
Well, that's a very big question. And I'd like to address it in two manners. Just as we're defined, talking about job growth, revenue growth in the state of Maryland, and anytime a company can sell their product or services anywhere, regardless if it's down the street, around the corner, or around the world, that improves our economic standing. If we're talking about bringing new jobs, new technologies into Maryland, increasing the standard of living, increasing the quality of life due to new technologies, then we actively go out and source companies around the world who have that and bring them to the state of Maryland. Aris Milliseratis always claims that we are a knowledge economy, and that's very true. So we're on the cutting edge of, we're not necessarily a manufacturing economy anymore. We're looking for the highest technology. We're looking for economic drivers that will grow with us, so we will stay on the cutting edge. Aerospace, defense, advanced technology, bioscience are some of our largest economic drivers in the state, and we really focus on those industries to watch them grow and help them grow, either through expanding Maryland's current company base or by bringing in technologies and companies from around the world. We've had a tremendous success in export assistance over the past 3 years. We've expanded from $4.4 billion in sales in 2002 to $7.1 billion in sales in 2005. We're hoping that that number will actually increase, and we're on a track that it is increasing, so we're hoping to get that up to over $8 billion by the end of this year. We haven't seen a drop in the past 4 years, which we're very excited about, and we don't expect it.
Speaking of what we're expecting, what do you see as the future direction for Maryland as far as international operations are concerned?
Actually, we've seen some, with our 11 offices in 9 countries, we've seen them change slightly. We don't want to make any drastic changes. When we look at a market and we enter in a market, we're looking long term. We're not looking 5 years down the road. We're really looking 10 or 15 years down the road. We were the first, as I said, the first state to have an office in China. That proved to be very strategic for us. We're just growing tremendously in China. We're taking that same model and applying it to Africa. We're also taking the same model and applying it to India. We've had an office in South Africa for 8 years that has been very influential in the transition. We've seen companies grow at a very, a small rate. We expect Africa to be a larger economic power in 10 or 15 years. So we want to be there, and we want Maryland companies to have the access of resources and connections and an understanding of the market that gives them a little competitive advantage over other states. We've been able to do that in China, as I said, and now India, the same thing. With our presence in India, we've been able to establish a strong contact. We've assisted more than 25 companies in the past 8 months. So we're very proud of that. We know that will grow.
Very good. Now, people can visit our website, www.choosemaryland.org. How else can people get in touch with your office if they want more information?
They can call our office directly. The best number to reach us is 410-767-0680. We have a staff of 7 in Baltimore who are experts in the regions that they are assigned to. So if there's an area of interest, if it's Asia, if it's India, if it's Africa, if it's Europe, if it's Latin America, we have experts who work with our office on a daily basis in those regions. So you can ask a question that can be answered immediately. They can also put you in contact with the office overseas and the programs. We're here to help lower the risk of Maryland companies going overseas and also facilitate companies from overseas coming here. So when we lower that risk, we can do it by providing financial resources and human resources and just knowledge, pure knowledge that you wouldn't get from doing your basic research online. Some of the financial resources, we do have a grant program for Maryland companies to kind of mitigate some of the risk, financial risk, if they're going to attend a trade show or a trade mission. If you call our office or if you access our website, you'll learn a little bit about the programs. We'd be happy to talk to anybody in person.
Nancy Wallace, Director of the Office of International Operations at the Maryland Department of Business and Economic Development. That's it for this edition of This Week at DBED. Thank you for joining us. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Email them to us at communications@choosemaryland.org.